Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And that makes a perfect segue to our next segment, a call-in for you to tell us what election campaign you are following this fall that you can't vote in. 212-433-WNYC. And why are we doing this? Well, yesterday, if you were listening, you heard us invite your nominations for a call-in segment for today. We received a lot of great ideas, many of which we will do in coming weeks. But one idea struck us as particularly timely, so we're doing it today. Jeff from Park Slope called and posted on our Facebook page, proposing that we open the phones to people who can't vote in election because you live outside that district, but who feel that the outcome of that election is interesting or important. Here's how we set it up on the phone on the air yesterday.
I think I'd love to see have people call in and talk about elections in neighboring municipalities that really affect them, but they have no voice. Like, for instance, people in Nassau County, Westchester County, Bergen County, they can work in New York City, and even if they don't, their property values, their quality of life can really be affected by the mayoral race, but they can't vote. I live in New York. I get to vote in the mayoral race, but what happens with the Senate race in Jersey affects me because of what the balance of power in the Senate is. So I think giving a voice to people who – we live in a really dense community. We're all on top of each other, and it would be interesting to see what people's voices are when they don't get an electoral vote.
Jeff from Park Slope calling the show yesterday. So, okay, Jeff, you won the contest. Your question is on the table, and everybody else wins the contest. If you're looking at a race, at an election campaign – that's not where you live, and you want to say something about it. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Do you live in New York, but you're obsessed with Chris Christie? Do you live on Long Island, but you're really, really interested in what's going on with de Blasio? Call in and talk about any race this election season that you can't vote in, but anything you want to say. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and we'll take your calls right after this. WNYC, and okay, caller question on the table. What race, not in the district you live in, are you following, either because you just think it's really interesting or to respect the caller's original proposal because it actually affects you? And I definitely want to respect Jeff from Park Slope and his, I think, very earnest motivation for this. It's not just fun to look and watch the Christie Chronicles go by, you know, or New Jerseyans to peer across the river and see the New York Democrats slash and burn each other during the mayoral primary or whatever it may be. But he said this could be for people who have opinions about races in neighboring municipalities that really affect them, but they have no voice. So either just because of your obsessive interest or because you have a stake in it, even though you can't vote, 212-433-WNYC. Thomas in Patterson, you're on WNYC. Hi, Thomas.
How you doing, Brian? I grew up in Patterson, and I was born in Jersey City. And for decades, we've been fighting racial profiling going up and down the highways or down the road. And we finally, you know, come in and making some leeway on it. And it fascinates me how stop and frisk is just another version of it. And it's a violation of the Constitution, and a certain nationality and races are being targeted, and everyone's okay with it. It's amazing how they're okay with it.
It's certainly true for people in New York who don't know that this was an issue in court pertaining to the New Jersey State Police long before it was an issue pertaining to the NYPD.
And I'm just amazed, like, when are New Yorkers going to stand up? You know, like, the mayor is violating your rights, and what are they going to do about it? When are they going to do something about it?
Thomas, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. On our Facebook page, Sabrina posts, I live in New Jersey but have family in Brooklyn and used to commute to Lower Manhattan for over 10 years. Therefore, I'm very interested in who New Yorkers elect for mayor. Putting all jokes aside, New York and New Jersey, more so with the five boroughs, have a very symbiotic relationship. Policy in one area will impact the other. So that's a general interest stated here. Larry in Millburn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Larry.
Yes. Hey, Leonard. Great show, as always. And a great idea. Yeah, down here, up here in Essex County, New Jersey, we've clearly, carefully watched the New York mayor's race for a couple of reasons. One is I think Bloomberg has been very good for the value of homes here in the suburbs. And also, the fact is that we are integrated in a very significant transportation network together. And the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey has a tremendous influence over the economic health of our area. And the trains going in safely into New York, being adequately funded, are all intricate things that we look for. So
you definitely have a stake. Does that leave you?
Oh, no, there's no question about it. I mean, you come out, I don't know if you've been out here at all, but you come out here at 5 o'clock on a weekday and you'll just see people pouring out of the trains from New York City. I mean,
of course.
Thousands and thousands of people. Thousands of people.
No. I mean, obviously, I know that. You know, I'm in New Jersey back and forth all the time, family there and stuff. But does this leave you rooting for one candidate or another?
Well, you know, I wish you hadn't asked me that. Politically speaking, I'm with de Blasio. From a business perspective, I like Leota because I think he better understands that New York is an economic powerhouse, and I think he will manage it better than de Blasio will, although I agree on a whole host of social issues with Bill de Blasio. I mean, a whole host of them.
Larry, I'm going to leave it there and get some other folks on. Thank you very much. You know, that's the heart of Lota's campaign. He says, people don't realize it, but they more agree with me on the issues when you go down the list. Whether or not that's true, that's the argument that he's making, and that caller is an example of it. Mike in Seaside Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Thank you, Brian, for taking my call. I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you.
I'm following the New York City's mayoral race very closely because I have two children who live on the Upper West Side. And I feel that since the Giuliani and the Bloomberg administrations have been in power or elected, that the city has been a safer place to be. I remember when I was 18 years old coming to New York City because the drinking age was 18. It wasn't such a safe place. I'm 63. And in the last few weeks, I've seen right by where my kids live, motorcycle gang, SUV attack. I've heard about a homeless man attacking people with a scissors right in Riverside Park where my children seem to hang out. And I'm just concerned that the city could backslide and become a more dangerous place if Mr. Lota is not elected. And so I'm following it very closely.
And I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. You know what's interesting on this so far, folks? Even though this was proposed by a listener in Brooklyn, all the calls that are coming in are from outside New York City, most of them interested in what's going on inside New York City. Now, New Yorkers, are you that provincial? If you live in New York City, do you think the mayor's race is the political center of the universe and you've got no outside political interests here? So we still have some lines open that you could get in on and prove that theory wrong. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Bill in Chester, New Jersey, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bill.
Hi, I'm following the Minneapolis mayoral race. I used to live there for 10 years, and what's interesting there is they're using a preferential ballot rather than having primaries and everything. So they have something like 20 candidates running for mayor, and you mark your ballot who you like first, who you like second, who you like third. They count up the ballots until somebody wins 50%. And the devil takes the hindmost and redistributes those ballots.
Wow. So that goes even further than what people have been talking about here recently, which is instant runoff voting to avoid things like we just had in the public advocates race, in New York City.
About the same thing, but I think it.
Well, that was just a that was just a second choice vote to nominate a candidate in a primary. It sounds like the Minnesota system would have a larger number of choices that you would rank in order of preference, and then they keep eliminating your second choice, your third choice, until it matches up with a candidate who crests over 50%, right?
Yep. So you got a good shot at voting for the winner.
Eventually. How many can they vote for? All 20?
I believe so. I can't follow it that closely from here in New Jersey, but that's the theory.
Interesting.
And we used to have those back in college in student elections.
Thank you very much. Here's a New Yorker, Steve on the Upper West Side, who's looking out beyond the five boroughs. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Brian. I am normally to the left of the Democratic Party, and so normally I pay attention mostly to elections concerning Democratic Party or left candidates. But I'm watching Mitch McConnell, and this is for 2014, because given the recent shutdown antics of the Tea Party right, he's got a strong challenge from the Tea Party right, and yet he still has to run his primary against a Democratic candidate. So I'm very curious if there's going to be something that changes given the recent shutdown and how people have shifted, or if they have shifted.
Steve, a New Yorker watching the Mitch McConnell election in Kentucky. And Catherine in Manhattan, you're a Manhattanite watching New Jersey politics?
I absolutely am, Brian. I have a place at the Jersey Shore, and I watched the Senate race and was really interested to see that
Cory Booker.
Cory Booker, I found him more interesting, despite the fact that people say he might not be a long-term player for New Jersey. I thought he was kinder to neighbors of mine along the Jersey Shore who had suffered under Sandy. But I'm also really interested in watching Chris Christie and his rise and the decisions that he makes and the effects on New Jersey, because I love spending time at the shore, and I like that state to be strong and accessible to those of us who live in the city. It's a wonderful asset to actually living in the tri-state area.
Catherine, thank you very much. Jack in Manhattan has a different take on all of this. Hi, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
My election that I was watching was the appointment of the Federal Reserve, which was Janet Yellen.
Which you can't vote in and which nobody can vote in.
Right, and nobody can vote in. And I just think that, you know, a lot of insiders get appointed, and she's definitely an insider. I think she was a governor before that, and she has some good ideas, all that. But
she wasn't a governor of a state, but she was on the Federal Reserve Board. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I would suggest or nominate Richard Wolff, who is a New School economist and has some good ideas, I think, and would make some positive changes there, I think. So thank you.
Thank you very much. The people's election for Federal Reserve Board chair, if only, says that caller. And how about Robin in Oceanside for our last word? Robin, we have about 30 seconds for you. Hi.
Hi. I was a longtime New Yorker. I lived in New York City for 16 years, and I'm living in Long Island now, and I'm still following New York politics very closely. In particular, I'm very much an advocate of Bill de Blasio. And I have an interesting sort of like different perspective on that, is that I'm an animal rights activist, and Bill has committed to ending the carriage horse industry. And so I'm very, very much interested in how that all turns out.
Is there, in 10 seconds, any parallel issue on Long Island?
There are some issues that we have on Long Island. In terms of the circuses and puppy mills are of interest, pet stores
Great.
On Long Island.
But in New
very
York,
much
it's
interested in seeing how things turn out with
horses.
The carriage horse industry.
Thank you for your call, and thanks to all of you who called with your interests in politics outside your districts. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow.